I'm being joined now by the head coach of the Mesa Ridge Grizzlies, Coach Jeremy Calep. And Coach, how are you doing this afternoon?
You know, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, you guys kind of had a change of plans last week. You were supposed to play against Falcon, but you were able to, after they had to cancel because of some things going on at their school, you were able to schedule a game against Canyon City on Saturday. Tell us about that ball game.
I'll tell you what, you know, Canyon City, anytime I feel like you get that area, Canyon, Pueblo, you're going to face some hard-nosed kids, kids that get after it. But we were fortunate enough to get that game. I think they needed a game, and we needed one to just work out for us.
Mm-hmm. And your senior quarterback, Noah Ramirez, had an outstanding ball game, passing for over 200 yards and throwing for a score. And also, you guys continue to really be dominant when it comes to the ground game.
You know, their kids are coming out working hard, and they're getting better every week. We're just fortunate enough that I've got some pretty good coaches, and they do a pretty good job of getting our guys ready to play.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last time we talked to you was pretty early in the season. In fact, I think it was week one. Now that we're about a month or so into the season, how do you feel about your team's development since August?
You know what? I like it. Obviously, it's not perfect. Still think we got some work to do, you know, especially going into league with a tough league schedule that we have. So I'll tell you what. So our goal is just to make sure we keep chipping away at it and try to get better every week, and hope we can get some of the mistakes that we make, you know, on defense and offense corrected and move forward.
Speaking of league play, you open up with a doozy against your rival right down Fountain Mesa Boulevard in the Fountain Fort Carson Trojans. Talk about the Trojans and what type of threats they pose to your ball club.
I'll tell you what, Coach Novotny and his staff do a great job of getting those kids ready to play, and I think their record has reflected that. And we've got a ton of athletes, and you know, there's a physical ball club and world coach, so it'd be one of those kind of measuring stick to see how far we've come since facing Palm Ridge.
Myself being from the area, I actually live between both you guys' high schools. Is it going to be a tough task to kind of keep the kids' emotions down? Because obviously I'm sure they know the kids over at Fountain Fort Carson and vice versa.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of those kids grew up playing football together or going to the middle school, the elementary schools together, so they know each other. So it's kind of like that brother rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, guys going to come in. I think it's going to be a tough ball game, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun also.
Let everybody know what time coming up on Friday night and the location.
You know, Friday at 7:00 at C.A. Foster Stadium. We'll be doing a little military appreciation also, just to kind of say thank you to our veterans. So any veteran or active duty service member that comes out, they'll get entry into the game for free.
Oh, wow. That's outstanding. Well, good luck to your ball club coming up on Friday night against the Trojans.